This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is news of magazines today. Condé Nast, owner of Vogue and Vanity Fair, The New Yorker, among others, announced a big shakeup. The CEO is going. Global operations are merging. And the light at the end of the tunnel, the company hopes, is profitability. Marketplace's Jed Kim takes a look at that.
For years, the conventional wisdom has been that print is dead. But not magazines, though. Rick Edmonds is with the Poynter Institute.
The magazine industry is now having, you know, its own version of the financial press that's hit newspapers for some time.
Last year, Condé Nast lost more than $120 million in ad revenue. It put its titles Brides, Golf Digest, and W up for sale this summer. Rebecca Sterner is an independent magazine consultant. She says more advertising is moving online.
You know, Vogue has websites and all sorts of other digital offerings. So the publisher is obviously trying to take advantage of those tools to gain ad revenue.
So far, that revenue hasn't yet made up for the loss of print ad buys and waning subscriptions, but the company is pushing more heavily into the digital space. Condé Nast announced last week that Glamour will move totally online starting in January, which is a risk.
Usually it's the death knell of a magazine. What Condé Nast has going for it is that Glamour is just such an enduring brand
that it might be able to survive. But Samir Hosni, who directs the Magazine Innovation Center at the University of Mississippi, says the company's leaving money on the table.
If you are going to convince me that a magazine with 2.2 million circulation cannot make money, then you are giving this magazine away.
He says the key to a magazine's survival is focusing less on wooing advertisers and more on making content readers will pay for. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.